Hello everyone, welcome to week number 8 of 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. I'm Kathy Kirk, founder of Applied Spirituality, and I am continuing to be delighted to be here and that you are here continuing to choose you. First, a wee bit of housekeeping as usual. This is a religion neutral zone, meaning that all religions are welcomed here or none at all. Number 2, use your notebook. Journal daily. Communicate with yourself. Pose your questions. Note your revelations. Talk things out with yourself. Take this time with yourself every day. 3, everything you receive here in audio or print is proprietary information and is copyrighted. Nothing may be reproduced except by expressed written consent. And number 4, nothing that I share with you will be of any practical use in changing your reality unless you actually apply it to your life. Of course, this part is entirely up to you. Okay, let's get started with week number 8. You Are Enough, Part 4, Dealing with Internal Changes. Recently, I wrote a blog about the 8.8 earthquake in Chile and other big quakes in recent times, like the 7.2 in Mexicali just below San Diego on Easter Sunday of this year. I was inspired by the notion of unprecedented change in the seismic shifts that occur within us when we undertake personal responsibility for our life experiences. When an earthquake happens, it is because the gases build up and put pressure on those tectonic plates. When they shift, it is by the pent-up energy within the gas, by the gas forces forcing the change. Often I have felt internally that the very ground I had built my view of life on had shifted so much that now up was down and down was now up, and it felt and feels like an internal earthquake. When we undertake to release who we thought we were for who we really are, source energy in a physical body, often we experience these shifts internally that leave us feeling for a time without any familiar coordinates. What was once a belief that guided everything now no longer exists. When it fell away, everything that we built upon that belief falls away with it. The ego is in turmoil, to say the least. If I'm not my job, well, then who am I? If I'm not a dad or a teacher, then who am I? If I'm not my body, then who am I? If I'm not my mind and my thoughts, then who am I? If I don't believe in this or belong to this group, then who am I? If I'm worthy, then now what? Now where? What next? And of course, how? In the beginning of my work, I coined a phrase, God's roller coaster ride. You decide you want to wake up and become who you really are. So you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually get in your car, strap in, and hold on, because the interior terrain is going to be upside down, inside out, unfamiliar, and excitingly scary. You've come to this place in your life because of something. Tired of being heavy, tired of being poor, tired of being alone, tired of being sick, tired of it being hard. You might be weary, sad, empty, sick of being a victim. Whatever the case, it was your cosmic goose to remind you that now is your time to wake up. And you're going for it. Yahoo! You chose you for the first time in your life. You chose you before everyone and everything else, because somehow you know that unless you do this work first, the second half is going to look and feel just the same as the first. So this week, we're going to give you some guidelines to follow as you ride the roller coaster internally. Understand that what is going to put up a fuss in you is your human mind, your ego. It's been in charge for a very long time running the show, operating on these false beliefs, which, by the by, it adopted for your own protection. And you, ungrateful wretch that you are now going to retire it. Thanks for your years of service. Here's your gold watch. Now you can go home. Well, ego doesn't give up that easily, and really, you're not asking it to leave nor to die. You're asking it to take its rightful place. It's been the tail wagging the dog, and now the dog is awake and now choosing when to wag the tail. I want you to do this exercise. Find pictures of yourself for every year of your life, from birth till now. Put them up on a wall in chronological order. These are the voices of your negative emotions. These guys or gals are the ones who hold these false beliefs. They are you. They are executing orders based on false premises and false beliefs to keep you safe. They needed to be loved. They need to be loved, respected, heard, listened to, and above all, brought up to speed. They need to have a better feeling thought to believe in, better feeling marching orders from a place of love instead of fear. Call a board meeting with you at one head of the table, and at the other end of the table is your God self. Around the rest of the table are all of your parts from every year of your life. Hold a board meeting at least once a week, and especially when something is up, a negative feeling is present. Someone of those guys is in there and they have something to say. These guys are living that moment that false belief was made. They are still in that pain. They're mad as hell, or they're disappointed. They are something less than in alignment with your God mind. Now you, as the leader, the captain of your ship, you get to parent them, mentor them, hear them, love them, and coach them back into alignment by giving them the idea of where you're going, how they're going to be useful to you now, and what you want them to believe and execute for you in order to serve you. And here's one for you. There are more. Some of your parts that need the most love and attention, you've actually banished from your kingdom. If you'd like to read something that will give you a lighthearted idea of what I'm talking about, read Richard Bach's book, One. In it, he revisits his little Richie, whom he hasn't communicated with in 30 years. Little Richie turns a flamethrower on him. It's great fun, but it's important information. For every part of yourself that you hate, reject, ignore, will be big time in your face in your current life. This universe is about love. Your personal universe is about love and inclusion as well. So you're going to need some tools to navigate this internal journey. So number one, be courageous. For one thing, these are only emotions. They can't kill you, and they are the key to setting yourself free from the painful wrong belief this part of you has been reliving over and over again. Number two, be kind to yourself. Have mercy. If anything counts in this inner work the most, it is about loving the parts of you that you think are unlovable. In fact, it's the key point. So if you're having trouble loving yourself, think of your part as your kid or your pet. Now, get about doing that bit of grace and unconditional love for yourself. All you have to do is listen and comfort and soothe. You did the best you could. How could you have known? It was all a part of our plan, and so on and so on. Move on. Number three, stop judging yourself. And if you do judge yourself, then at least be kind to yourself about that. There is no room for self-condemnation and self-hatred. Absolutely none. Number four, allow that what you're feeling and experiencing is perfect. Your good is at play. It's guiding you through the dark night and out into the light. You will never leave you nor forsake you through this dark journey. And joy does come in the morning. Number five, begin developing new default thoughts to replace your old knee-jerk doom and gloom ones. For example, there's enough time, there's enough money, and I am certainly enough. B, my good is at play. Wow, isn't this an interesting drama, situation, person, thought, idea? Or, it's all good, so I'm going to watch and see my good unfold. Or, if this guy, idea, situation is God or good, then I'm going to ask for the eyes to see it. Or, I've asked, it's answered. Now I'm on the lookout for my good. Or, if I'm that angry, then it must be time for a board meeting Somebody within me needs to listen. I need to listen to somebody and update them. Or if I'm that scared, then it's time for a board meeting. Or I may not know the way, but there is at least one and probably infinite ways. Or I'm eager to see how my good unfolds. This is going to be fun to watch. Number 6, develop a good sense of humor. It's not that serious, folks, really. Remember that old Etch-a-Sketch board? You wrote on it, then erased the whole thing and started again? That's life. It's that easy. You get to write on your board anything you want to. By being here, you want to draw fun things, joyful things, good things, abundant things. Well, now you get to do that if you look through the lens of an Etch-a-Sketch. Erase, erase, start again. It's easy, it's fun, it's an adventure. Let's play. Number 7, communicate with yourself at least once a day in your journal. Happy, positive, encouraging voices are your God self. Anything less is one of your parts. Soothe them, guide them to a better feeling thought, or have a board meeting. Number 8, cultivate default thought. This is a natural process. I'm loved beyond measure. I'm an integral part of this universe. It's a benevolent universe, and it has my back. I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to worry about. I just need to refocus myself on where I want to be, not on where I am or where I've been. New thought, new moment. Next. Number 9, cultivate faith in natural laws in the universe by observing nature. Nature's perfection. Cultivate trust in your personal connection with all that is. You matter. You belong. You are source energy in physical format, hardwired into the mainframame. You can't be lost or forgotten, the same as any sparrow, any deer, any bunny, any oak tree. So when you want to cultivate faith and trust, go look at nature. Number 10, pay attention to how you feel. Do not do anything or agree to do anything that you don't feel good about. If you're not in alignment and from there you abandon and betray yourself, if you do, stop it. Give yourself room to change. Tell people, I'll get back to you. Let me check and I'll get back to you. I'll think about that. I'm not sure. Give yourself room to change. Okay, let's see here. Don't say yes or do anything that you don't feel good about. A good feeling is always a yes. Anything less is a no, at least for now. Okie doke, keep doing the other 8 exercises in the series of I Am Enough. There's a lot in there, and it takes a while to shift into doing these things rather than responding in the old ways. Have patience and mercy on yourself. If you're only adding one of these practices a week, at least keep honoring that one practice. Then slowly add in another. But keep moving forward. Keep loving, honoring, and appreciating yourself. If you slip, just get back on the horse with no judgment, no recrimination. Pat yourself on the back. Be your own best pal, friend, cheerleader, coach. Have nothing to say to yourself but encouragement, love, and kindness. And at the very least, every morning, remind yourself that you intend to appreciate you all day long, and you are looking for ways to adore you. Now pay attention and add those to your list. Give yourself a break always. You are more than enough. You are deserving of all good things. You are worthy just because you are. I'd like to remind you that every Sunday evening, you are welcome to join Applied Spirituality's live group coaching. It's fun, we learn from each other, and we are practicing becoming masters at deliberate creation. We'd love to have you, and you really do deserve to focus on yourself for 2 hours a week. You can sign up at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. Direct any questions or comments to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. Thanks so much for being here tonight. Until next time, this is Kathy Kirk reminding you, you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure.
Thank you, Kathy. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
You ready?